Welcome to the EMAS Menopause in the Workplace podcast, a special series celebrating World Menopause and Work Day held every year on September 7. This Global Awareness Day was launched by the European Menopause and Andropause Society in 2021, following the publication of our Global Consensus Recommendations on Menopause in the Workplace, to spark conversation and action around an issue that affects millions, yet is still too often overlooked. I'm Professor Petra Stute, President of EMAS. And here's what we know. Menopause impacts work, and work impacts menopause. But too often, no one's talking about it. In this episode, Why Menopause Belongs at Work, we hear from Professor Andrea Rumler, a business administration expert and lead researcher of the Menosupport studies conducted across Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Drawing on extensive survey data from thousands of working women, Professor Rumler reveals how symptoms like brain fog, stress, and reduced confidence directly impact women's careers and the economy. Her key message, untreated symptoms don't just affect women, they cost companies too.
Hello, everybody. My name is Andrea Rumler. I'm from Berlin, Germany, and I would like to tell you my perspective on why menopause is an important topic in the workplace. Who am I? I'm a professor of business administration. My field of specialization is marketing, so you can tell already I'm not a doctor, at least not a medical doctor, but I've done research over the past 3 years on the topic of menopause in the workplace. What did we do? We asked like around 2,000 women each in 3 countries on their subjective perspective on the topic. We did an online survey, and we started in Germany in 2023. We did a study. The next year, we did one in Austria, and we just finished one in Switzerland. So I think we have a pretty good comparison of 3 countries. And since we took a few questions from a UK survey on the same topic that the House of Parliament did in 2021, we can compare to the UK as well. And first, I won't bore you with details of our studies, but the first interesting finding is in many aspects, our findings are very similar across countries. And I would like to tell you the most important findings we had. So maybe you've heard before this 1/3 of women has no menopause systems. We can't say this is correct, not only in our studies, but in other recent studies we've seen more. 85% of women do have symptoms, more or less, so between 80 and 90%. And in our studies, we had even over 90%. Maybe this was because of the online survey. But again, most women have symptoms when they go through the transition in menopause, and this is also affecting their ability to work. And we asked women in which way their ability to work was affected. And this was interesting in all 4 countries. I'm including the UK now. The same 4 topics came on top in this very same sequence with UK. Just 2 things slightly changed. But the number one symptom that women are affected in the workplace is brain fog. So women are less able to concentrate, and 75% of women, more or less, give or take, 74 in one, 72 in another country, report the symptom. Almost the same number of women feel more stressed in the workplace, and I'm sure this is interrelated. Number 3 is they are less patient with others, and number 4, they are less confident in their abilities. And I hope you can relate to the topic. If you can't concentrate, if you feel less stressed, your ability to work is affected. So this is the connection why menopause does belong in the workplace, because it affects, 80 to 90% of women, and 3/4 of women report problems with concentration, which is bad if you're a surgeon, which is bad if you're working in sales. It's bad working in sort of more or less every position you're working. All this, for Germany at least, we try to calculate the damage that's done to the economy, because all these women suffer and their ability to work is temporarily affected while they go through menopause, which is a phase that lasts several years typically. And a conservative estimate for Germany is 9.4 billion euros per year in damage. And this is only because women are not treated, their symptoms are not treated like they could be treated. So this is preventable, this damage to the economy. Looking at the perspective of women again and what they reported in our studies, they talked about consequences from their menopause symptoms for their careers. And something between 1/3 and 2/5, so below the 50% threshold, but a major part of women reported they did take consequences. So they worked for less hours, they changed jobs, they took time off, they went to the doctor and called in sick, and they retired earlier. And again, a lot of these consequences could be prevented if we have better medical care and earlier medical care for women in menopause. Coming back to the workplace, what can companies do? And for this, we asked the women in the countries, what would they like? And the number one thing they would like is raising awareness of menopause in the leadership teams of their companies. This is really important to women, that their bosses, male or female, just acknowledge that menopause can affect your ability to work and that they help you out. And the second big aspect is women would love to have more flexibility in where they work and when they work, if this is possible. This is not possible in all jobs, but if it's possible, this is very helpful. So if you haven't slept for a night or two, that you can take a day off and work, I don't know, a couple of days later, if this is possible. Another aspect, it depends a lot on the industry you're in. So in some industry, like if you're in sales and if you can't work in home office, something like a relaxation room might be a good idea. Some companies already offer medical advice to women. In other jobs, accessibility to bathrooms is important. I'll just mention one job, and that's police women. Female bus drivers, they all have problems finding proper bathrooms. And what all women report and think is really important is information is king. So they would love to hear more about menopause in the workplace, at their workplace, and from their employees. So that was my overview of our research. Our projects, by the way, are called MenoSupport, the MenoSupport studies in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Thank you for listening to me.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a colleague, a friend, or someone in your workplace who might need to hear it. To discover more about menopause at work and how to take action, visit imas-online.org and explore our resources, events, and education tools. Let's keep the conversation going.